This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora, welcome back to the Equal Agenda podcast.
I'm Mia.
I'm Charlie.
Today we are going to be talking about the rise in conservatism and what that means for gender equality and feminism. Yeah, rising conservatism in Western countries recently has been...
huge.
Yeah.
Overwhelming.
The thing I don't understand is under, like, socially liberal policy, you are, like, completely free to live a conservative lifestyle if you want. Like, nothing is stopping you, but it just means everyone else who doesn't want that lifestyle is more easily able to do so. So it's kind of like a win-win, but I don't understand, like, conservatism that's just, like, enforcing this ideal onto everyone.
Yeah.
Like, of traditional family values and very, well, just everything's traditional.
Like, gender roles.
Yeah, and, like, Christianity and traditional Western Christian values on everyone. Like, I just don't understand why that needs to be pushed on everyone.
Yeah, well, it kind of goes hand in hand with Christianity in that, you know, it's always they don't want, like, if you're looking at gay rights or something, they don't want the gays to be out there in public, like, shoving it in their face. But then they will take what they believe and shove it back harder.
Exactly. Like, there's so many religions, so many cultures, so many identities. So what makes the traditional conservative white people, what makes that the correct identity? And why on earth should that direct policy?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think religion and politics should mix.
Oh, God.
Because there's no scientific evidence behind religion. It's just an ideal. It's a belief.
Yeah, it's a book.
Why push that onto everyone else who, like, what gives it more right? What gives it priority above everyone else's beliefs, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what I think, like, another huge flaw is with the, you know, like, the whole abortion thing.
Mm.
Like, if you look at it from a religion perspective, I know people defend it from, like, a religious perspective. Like, you can't have an abortion because God gave you this baby.
Mm.
Dude, they might not, like, what? I can't say that. I can't say what God. But, like, there is no scientific evidence proving
that God made the baby.
Exactly. So it's a belief. There is no evidence of a God, unfortunately. Just because you fully believe it, you don't have to get an abortion.
Yeah.
It's about choice. It's about choice. So
I think that's also what would, like, play into the rise of conservatism is the fact that it is so integrated into government and policy now.
Especially in, like, I think the US is a very extreme example.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, like, conservatism, when I think about conservatism, it's, like, it's like one way of doing things.
Mm.
When you think about, liberalism, everyone's kind of free to do...
Do their own thing.
You know, like, express their own identity. That's, like, a big thing about social liberalism.
But conservatism, it's, like, it's my way or the highway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, when did this rise in conservatism begin? I feel like it's with, like, the millennials kind of did a lot for liberalism. Mm. But yeah, I think a lot of things feed into the, I want to say, more recent rise in conservatism. Mm. Things like job insecurity, economic insecurity. I think particularly after COVID, we've seen...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Rise. Yeah, economic insecurity, job insecurity. People are looking to the traditional way when everything's, like, more insecure, maybe.
Yeah.
Also with the rise in, like, global conflicts. Yeah, so people are more, like, nationalistic due to, like, rising conflict. Also, the rapid rise in LGBTQ+ rights and feminism and social movements, really, because they happen so fast. And I think that's, like, definitely been aided with social media and the rise in technology. People are a bit like, oh my gosh, this is happening too fast. And I think there's always been movements historically for years, probably just as many as now. But the thing is, people can see it now that there's social media. So people have this idea that while it's been going on for hundreds of years, now that people can see it on social media, they perceive it as, like, a huge increase in, like, social movements.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking, because you see it more often.
Yeah.
It's this massive rise. ways, but it's, I think it's something that's just been building and building.
Exactly. Like, yeah, and then things just spread so fast now. Like,
yeah. My next thought was that it kind of was rising because a lot of politicians are conservative.
Yeah.
And I think especially like around the time of COVID, because wasn't that when Trump first came into government?
Yeah.
And so then you were seeing him and his conservative party and then all those crazy people that are conservatives. And then, you know, we were all stuck at home. So we were all on our social media and we were all like engaging with that content.
And everyone was like, oh, because those, well, I don't know about, actually we can't, in New Zealand it's different because Labour was in power when COVID hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably saw that and they're like, oh yeah, the US did like fine with,
yeah,
like their economy. Actually, no, I don't even want to talk about that because I don't even know if that's right or not. Basically, in terms of conservatism, the rise in conservatism and the effects on feminism and gender equality, it's like we talked about before. There's like this traditional way of living is the only right way.
Yeah.
And when we talk about traditional, it means trad, housewife, look after the kids, do the cleaning, do the cooking.
The man is the law.
The man is the moneymaker,
yeah,
in charge of the house. Unfortunately, that not much equality there. Is that what, is that the kind,
yeah,
of way,
yeah,
to, way to put it?
Yeah, between the man and woman.
Yeah, very, your gender determines your life path.
Yeah.
Basically. So with that being a rising ideology, that's probably not good for feminism and gender equality, where we're trying to push that your gender doesn't equal your life path and,
yeah,
what you should value, you know?
Yeah. Something that I was kind of picking up on when I was doing research for this, my research was, I was just scrolling through TikTok, like conservative TikTok, right?
Oh, you got on conservative side.
Yeah, yeah. And what I got from it was that conservative women kind of think that they are creating a feminist movement by being more conservative because they're choosing to, like, be a trad wife, for example.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I've seen things like that too, where girls being like, things like, oh, if your man ain't doing the work for you, like, what are you doing?
Mm.
You know, basically, I feel like it's almost from my TikTok, I can't speak on everyone, but it's like, trending to be a stay-at-home girlfriend, wife, man makes the money, pack my husband's lunch for me,
pack my husband's lunch with me,
get the kids ready for school with me. And I don't think there's anything wrong with trad wife.
No.
Sure, that's totally fine, but it's like, it's when that's making it the norm and anything else is not normal or not okay, that's what the dangerous bit is.
Yeah.
About this being like the leading ideology.
And you creating that content and then putting it online. Because there has to be something in the back of your head that's saying, okay, people are going to see this and they're going to see our very traditional household, our very traditional gender roles, and all the work that I do as a mother, all the work that dad does as a father.
Yeah. And young girls are seeing that.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this is right. This is,
yeah,
this is how
what
it
I
should
do.
Be.
Yeah. Have you seen videos where like the dude will go to work and the woman will literally like be in the car like his entire shift waiting for him?
What?
Yeah. Like their girlfriends will just sit in the car waiting for them.
That is insane.
Yeah.
That is insane. Girl, go get educated. Go get a job. I swear it's fun.
Literally.
It's really fun. I like being independent is quite fun.
Yeah. So it's not even like obvious conservatism, like trad wives and stuff. It's just simple things like that.
Exactly. And it's like, again, like, sure, if that's what you want to do, go for it. Like, there is nothing wrong with it, but I think that it should
weird.
It should be encouraged. Like, girls should be just as encouraged to get an education as men.
Yeah.
That's like, that's the whole thing, is like, with this rising ideology, right, it's going to be encouraged for men to get the education and the jobs and be the high achieving, and women have to be the nurturers. Pressure, oh my gosh, this one thing is like, pressure into having kids. Being a stay-at-home mother, that's hard.
Yeah.
Again, it's like putting a woman's worth on her, like, having kids and motherhood.
Mm, yeah.
And showing, like, traditional, like, feminist traits, you know, with the big blonde blowout and the Make American Great Again cap. It's reverting back to, okay, this is how a woman should be. Anything else is not okay. It's also harmful for people who don't have a traditional family structure. A lot of people don't. I think divorce is on the rise. Like, divorce has been on the rise for years. I think, like, something like 50% of marriages end in divorce. Something crazy wow. like that. And then also, like, that could lead into women feeling like they have to stay in harmful... Well, both men and women, actually, feeling like they have to stay in harmful marriages.
Yeah, especially for women, because you're pushing the idea of, well, women are so reliant on men.
It's like, that is a it's huge like, so thing.
If I leave him, then I've got nothing.
Yeah, like, financially, emotionally... Mm. All of that, that's like part of the traditional trad wife thing that conservatism pushes. Yeah. And again, that's showing that to young girls that you need a man to yeah. survive. Mm. You need a high achieving, financially responsible man. LGBTQ plus relationships, like anyone who isn't man, woman, getting married, like that's abnormal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pushing that narrative.
Ooh, have you seen Boy Mums?
No, I haven't. Is that a show?
No. Like, do you know what a boy mum is?
Like the thing on TikTok, like yeah. I have to explain.
So something else that I found in my research on conservative TikTok
yeah.
was that a lot of conservative women are boy mums. And boy mums are basically mums that if the son wasn't her son, she would date him. Right? Like, she is that in love with her child and will put him above everything else.
Okay, can I just say, like, freaking mums and the youngest son? Anyways.
yeah, so no, boy mums are, like, the extreme of that.
That is insane.
Yeah, and I found that it's a lot of conservative women.
That's so strange.
Yeah, and they'll do, like, anything. But then, you know, if they have other children, it's like, well, this is my son, this is my favorite. And then there's that whole trend of, like, the sons bringing home, like, girlfriends and how their mums react to it. And some mums have, like,
oh my gosh, visceral yeah.
reactions.
I've seen that. Yeah.
It's nasty.
Yeah. But that's also, it's like the thing where, like, the mum is, like, looking after her baby boy, like, looking yeah. after the boys.
And he's, like, a 40-year-old man.
Honestly. Get out of the basement. Get out of the basement, Derek. Go get a job, buddy. But yeah, it's encouraging girls to not get educated. And then putting a woman's worth down to how feministic she is.
And
motherhood and how well she takes care of her husband.
And the house.
Yeah.
Can she do the dishes as well?
Can she clean? Women belong in the kitchen. If it ain't what, it ain't right. And so you might think, oh, that's not bad, because like men
work.
And women still have the same educational opportunities and all of that. But because if it becomes so normal and generalized that like this is the right way, young girls are gonna be like, what are you talking about? I go to college. Mm. What are you talking about? I go to uni. Like,
I have to get a job?
Yeah. Ooh. And that means men run the world even more.
Yeah. And we don't need that.
Please don't let that happen. Please.
Because they don't even have to be educated to run the world.
Oh, don't even get me started. And then that means there's more men in high positions of power. Mm. And so that means policy is based on
them.
One, it's you're not having a representative.
Yeah.
Representative government or, you know what I mean? Women won't be feeling inclined to vote, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's not their job. It's the man job. That's, you know? Yeah, like, that's not good for democracy. We kind of want everyone to be included.
Yeah. Peace and love.
Yeah.
And diversity.
Oh, guns. Although,
guns.
Oh, sorry, this is random. How on earth are you convinced that the solution to gun violence is more guns? Something does not add up there.
Yeah.
That is, there's some connections in your brain that are...
Don't connect.
They're blocked off by, like, it's like Homer Simpson's brain, bro. Like, oh my
gosh.
It's
got the crayon in it.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, if you have no guns... There can be no gun violence.
Yeah.
And then also, why are you making abortions illegal, yet this school shooting rate in America through the roof, so you have to send your kid to a school where they have a very high chance of getting, well, I don't want to say that, but like, you have to send your kid to a very, like, to school where they are unsafe from gun violence. There is no free healthcare in America. It's all private.
Mm.
So you have to afford the healthcare for a child.
Yeah.
Until you eradicate poverty, where everyone can afford food, healthcare, clothes, the necessities, a roof over their head. Why are you forcing people to have more kids? It just does my head in. Anyways, that was off topic, wasn't it? just my feelings on the whole legalizing abortion thing. Illegalizing.
It all like ties back into conservatism, though.
Certainly not a liberalist policy, is it? In terms of feminism and gender equality, it just discourages the conversation because it makes it seem abnormal and extreme. And
yeah, and then you don't want to talk about it.
And the thing is, it's a learned thing, and it happens like you don't, people aren't like being born and being like, oh, actually today I know all the information about politics and freaking social ideologies. I'm going to choose to be conservative. I'm going to choose to be conservative. No, it's learned.
On that, something else I also found on my social media research.
Yeah.
So many videos of young boys in particular, like I would say primary intermediate age, who were making content or forced to make content by their parents that was very conservative or was relating to like gun violence, and they would be holding guns.
Oh my gosh.
And being like, this is my Second Amendment right. You can't take this away from me. And then just like actively being hateful to people that aren't conservative. And I was like, this is an 8-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, that's another big thing.
What?
Like, racism and all of that, that is learned.
Yeah.
Or, like, hate towards...
Anyone.
That's learned.
Yeah.
So what is happening? And, like, that's teaching your kids. Again, if it ain't mum, dad, 3 kids in a white picket fence, that's not normal.
Yeah.
That's not okay. The whole thing of... Oh, my gosh. The whole thing of Charlie Kirk has, like, brought big situation to light.
Yeah.
I think. So true, like, no one deserves to die from free speech.
No.
But he advocated for guns.
The last thing he was saying before and as he was shot was that gun violence was okay. Like, his last sentence.
Yeah.
And then he got shot.
Exactly.
I don't know, man.
Coincidence, isn't it?
That's crazy.
Coincidence.
Maybe if, you know, we didn't have guns,
he'd still be kicking it, eh?
Maybe he, you know, we could have interviewed him.
Oh, we could have got him on here. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, he would have probably ripped one at us.
Yeah, and then his whole, like, turning point business thing, it's like a youth group, I think.
Yeah.
And it has a lot of young men who are, like, learning, he's like, the ways of Charlie Kirk, which is all very conservative ideas.
Yeah.
And then there's, so they're basically grown up to be mini Charlie Kirks.
But that's, like, the thing is, conservatism is based off, like, Western, white, Christian values.
Did you know?
Let's not enforce Western, white, Christian values on everyone who isn't even Western, white, and Christian.
Yeah.
Like,
did you know that conservatism, it actually started back in the French Revolution? People were like, this is too much violence, so they became, like, conservative.
And I want to know
what... I don't want to see the violence. We're peaceful, nice people. And then it's just kind of changed and evolved. Well, that's what I got from it.
Yeah.
Is that it's evolved so much and is now like heavily influenced by the Bible, America. And then it's like completely changed what it is.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, I guess like anything, it evolves.
Yeah.
Yes! Yes! Was I trying to say, bro?
But yeah, so they like started as like really peaceful.
Yeah.
And I would say that's kind of a liberal kind of view. You know how there's the whole liberal thing of, you know, no war. You know how like they had all those protests when there was war and it was like, no war, no nuclear weapons, yada, yada. But now it's kind of like they've changed and liberals are the nice ones. Conservatives are the... not so nice ones.
I will do anything for my country.
And my guns.
Pew, pew. This is like very extreme conservative people we're talking about. We're just making about it. But like in general, that is really interesting.
Yeah.
It's like because they're so, the thing with conservatism is it's so rooted in tradition.
Mm.
And back then, for example, the amendment, like the American amendments, what's it called? The Constitution.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Like back then, like the gun laws, for example, they were so people could like overthrow tyrannical governments, like crazy, powerful, bad governments, right?
Yeah.
And so we don't need that now. Well,
wow.
Actually, with the way America's
going, it might be
going,
a little bit useful.
But you're not going to gather the troops and go storm the White House with guns, are you?
Well, they stormed the Capitol.
Did they? Oh, that
January
time,
6th.
That time. Yeah.
That time.
That time, lol. The Constitution is 237 years old.
Wow.
So I think...
For some reason, I thought it was older.
I mean, like, looking at it, yeah. But, like, I think a few things have changed.
Yeah, just a
in
few.
Those hundreds of years. So sometimes you kind of need a little bit of change.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Was slavery still a thing when the Constitution was written?
All the legal changes happened in 1865. You do the maths, that's like 80 years. 80 years after the Constitution was made. But I think the 13th Amendment abolished slavery in the United States.
So the Constitution was made, slavery was still going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like we can, you know, we can keep making changes.
We can update. It's fine, guys. Yeah. I swear. Like, change is sometimes okay. Yeah. Otherwise, we would still be cavemen ooga-boogering in a cave. So
maybe that's what they want.
Things evolve. Maybe that's what, I mean, conservatism is about traditional tradition.
Yeah.
So
you can't get more traditional than that.
What makes that tradition, like, of the white picket fence, men go to work, women stay home, have kids, clean the house, what makes that, like, the right point and what determines that is a right tradition?
Well,
you know?
Men.
Okay, this is interesting.
Mm.
So there's more fragmentation with feminism. So like you were saying before, there's conservative feminism where it's like emphasizing women's empowerment through traditional roles.
Yeah.
So maybe like emphasizing the importance of like a mother's role and motherhood and like how women are amazing through raising kids, which is so true.
And it's like, well, they actually chose to do that.
Yeah.
Because I think they also, conservative people have this idea that the government is trying to, the government, and everyone is trying to push, you need to be gay, you need to be a person of color, you need to be this, that.
Yeah.
Whereas they're like, well, I choose to be white, woman and proud.
Yeah.
And that's feminism.
Yeah. Right economics, which is normally conservatives, they're like, everyone has to make their own money, no benefits, no welfare, like, fend for yourself kind of situation. Like, you do the work.
Yeah, conservatives are very individualistic.
That's it. That is it. And that's completely Western. Like, look out for your own family, look out for yourself. Your worth is determined on, well, for men at least, in this scenario, is determined on how much money you make and the family you have.
There's the whole idea, like in media and stuff, about how love your neighbor. And like, when I picture like a mainstream media conservative, I'm thinking about the wife, the husband, the two kids, and how they bring like a plate of food to the new neighbor that's moved in.
Yeah.
They're actually so about the individual and like just about your family and what you do. They don't really care about anyone else.
Yeah, that's the thing in, like, in other cultures, collectivist cultures, people, like, describe themselves based on their role in their wider big community and family.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, like, their social roles in, like, Western individualistic culture, like, oh, yeah, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a high achiever, I'm a runner, it's, like, traits, like, personal traits.
Yeah.
That's, like, kind of the difference. And the thing I find interesting, right, is in like a conservative ideology, a woman wants to be recognized in terms of her social roles in the family, like as a mother, whereas a man would be able to go on about his achievements and personal characteristics and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So is it a bit contradicting, or is it because, you know, women are less important, or like, I don't...
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
So like, prop the man up more.
Yeah, because women are recognized primarily as, their roles as a wife and a mother.
Yeah, but then you could also look at it like they're taking away...
from the woman's achievements.
Yeah, and like the individual of the woman.
Yes.
They're no longer just Mary. It's Mary's a mum, Mary's a wife.
Yeah, it's not... You don't look at the personal achievements and attributes of the woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
It reminds me of like, currently I'm watching this medical show, and whenever they have a pregnant woman, as soon as the doctors find out that the woman is pregnant, it's completely shifts from, my patient is doing this to, oh, the mum, and all she is defined by is that she's pregnant and she is a mum.
Yeah. It's literally, you don't change. Nothing changes.
No.
There's just like...
You're still a person.
Exactly.
Yeah. It also reminds me, did you see in the States earlier this year, God, this year has been so long, or last year, and a woman, I can't remember how, but she was basically being supported by life support,
her baby was
still growing. And so they kept her like still in the hospital, even though she was like medically dead, because the baby was still growing and was like going to be taken out.
Adriana Smith.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I promise you, as someone who's learning psychology, the child can't form a thought.
No.
It has no consciousness, and consciousness is the basis of life.
Yeah.
Like, it bewilders me that not even a child,
no.
a consciousless organism,
yeah.
would have more rights than a woman who's lived. I'm pretty sure she had younger kids too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I could be wrong. Maybe that was another situation. Can't remember.
Yeah, it just happens so often.
Yeah, it's like, and that was just one case. There's so many.
That case was one that just made it to the media.
Yeah. Another thing on my little abortion rant is like, until you, again, guns, food, poverty, like until all of those issues are eradicated, and freaking rape. Get the men to control themselves
yeah.
before you legalize abortion.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Because why is it all coming back to the woman?
Exactly. And the woman has to deal with it. And the woman is punished if she gets an abortion.
Yeah.
From literally suffering one of the most traumatic things in their life.
Mm.
The other thing is, if you have a kid as a product of rape and you don't want to, you're not going to be a fit mother. You're going to be emotionally traumatized.
Yeah.
And that actually goes with anything. If you're not in the emotional state to be a mother, but like, you're not going to be able to give your kid a proper good life if you're really struggling
yeah.
and you weren't ready for kids.
Yeah, because how can you take care of the kid
if you're
finding it hard to take care of yourself?
Exactly. Then also women are blamed for like postpartum depression and psychosis and all of
yeah.
that. Till you have solutions to that too, and of diagnosing women, because it's a real thing.
Mm.
Until women are getting more support with that, like postpartum stuff.
Chop their balls off.
Honestly, like...
Well, did you know that...
And they're still forced to have kids.
Yeah, the operation that men get with their balls or whatever.
Vasectomy.
That, you can get it reversed and
yeah.
then you can have kids. So all men should start out with a vasectomy, and then if you want kids, you have to go in, get it reversed, and then you can have children.
Did you hear about that? They've started producing birth control for men, right?
I
don't know if it's on the market yet, but they...
I think it was trial stage?
Something like that. But the reason it's taken so many years is because they have to make sure there's no side effects.
You're kidding me.
Literally, oh gosh, don't even. I could probably make an entire bed, fitted sheet, regular sheet, duvet cover, some pillowcases, just out of the freaking side effects list of birth control.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like, again, it's the whole thing with like medicine is based on mostly men. And
yeah.
Have there been any changes, like legal changes with like birth control access? I think under like conservative law, it's like less freely accessible.
Yeah. I think that's a...
Contraception?
Yeah. A lot of like women's sexual health stuff.
Yeah. It's not funded.
Yeah.
And who knows if that's because they want more kids, like if it's for like trying to encourage that, or if it's primarily just because they don't like funding.
Yeah, that, I guess. But I think there's also a big thing about, I don't know, they preach you have the choice, yada yada, but then they're actively stripping away all your choices.
Yeah. And then there's the argument like, okay, just don't have sex. That's like part of human nature, like
yeah.
having a prefrontal cortex. I think there was something about that. That's just
human nature. You should be allowed to do whatever you want.
Yeah. I don't think everyone's going to turn into a nun if they don't want kids.
Yeah.
Anyways, conservatism isn't that good for feminism and gender equality.
It's crazy.
It's making one very specific, narrow narrative for both genders. But thank you for listening. Next week, we are talking about influences on our ideas about gender.
Yes, through media, pop culture, etc.
Later.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.